Welcome to the Unseen Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Morse, holistic business coach, spiritual mentor, modern mystic, and artist. In this podcast, we explore all things mysticism, creativity, spirituality, and entrepreneurship, bridging the spiritual and the practical. So excited to have you here, and I'll see you in the show. Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. Today, we are going to be diving into technology as a barrier. And I see this all the time with new entrepreneurs. I experience this all the time when I start using a new program or a new system. And it can be so frustrating, right? When you're doing something and technology is acting up, glitching out, browsers are shutting down, things are not being saved, and you feel like, oh my gosh, this must be a sign from the universe that I'm not meant to do this. So you give up. Maybe you come back, maybe you don't. But now you have a built-in resistance around that, right? So what I would like to talk about and dive into in this recording today is, if you want something you've never had, you must do something you've never done. I'm going to repeat that. If you want something you've never had, you must do something you've never done. So a lot of times when we're starting new systems, when we're starting a new business, when we're pivoting, when we're growing, we're going to be doing things we've never done before. And that can be frustrating. And there's a learning curve. And there's actually this beautiful analogy or metaphor that technology is a language, right? So when you're learning a new language, there's always a barrier to entry. So if you could imagine it as a beach, the sand, the water, the waves coming in, and you know that point where the waves crash, like they turn into white points and they crash. And if you've ever experienced walking into the water like that, there's a lot of resistance at that point. And it's kind of messy, and it's can be even dangerous at that point where the waves are breaking. So that's exactly the point that everyone has this barrier to entry into really any new endeavor. Particularly, we're speaking about languages and technology as a language. So you're going to be at that point for a little while until you figure out how to either step over, step through, or step under, right? Like just move through that resistance, and then you will be in the ocean, right? You'll be in the calm. There'll be waves, but you're not going to be hit down by them. Maybe once or twice there might be an unexpected one, but more or less you're floating and you're riding with the waves, and you're not getting crashed down by them. And there's a lot less resistance. So if we can think of our journey with technology as this new language, as something that we should expect when we start something new, when we start to use a new program or start to use social media in a new way, we should expect resistance. Actually, we shouldn't expect it to be flawless and perfect and just totally effortless. You can if you want, but I would suggest that we should expect some resistance. And the reason for that is that this is all character building, right? This is building a patience, building of perseverance, refinement. If there was no barrier to entry into anything, into any field, language, entrepreneurship, then everyone would be doing it and everyone would be successful. And that's not reality. And it shouldn't be, because really the people who have built the muscles and skills to get past and move through and learn the lessons of that breaking point on the ocean, right? Of that place of resistance, those are the people that you want to learn from. That you want to buy from, that you want to be around, that you want to be teaching you, right? because these are super important lessons. So if you've ever felt that resistance and that wanting to give up when technology is failing, or when you have to, or rather get to, learn a new system, right? Or the way we think about it is also really important, and the way we speak about it. If we get to and are privileged to learn a new system and have the time and space and opportunity to learn a new system, we generally have less resistance around it. So being able to reframe whenever you're having resistance to technology, a lot of times also I hear this is, well, I don't want to go on Facebook, or I don't want to go on Instagram because X, Y, Z. So let's, and it's usually an emotional thing, right? It's usually feeling fear of judgment, fear of being seen, comparisonitis, thinking, having all these over flooding accounts and thinking that you're behind and everyone else is doing so much better than you. None of which that is true. We're all on our unique journeys at our unique points. But what I do have to say is that use technology to your advantage. We can do that. It's a neutral energy. It's a neutral tool. If you want to mute people, I highly recommend you curate your feed. You mute people that trigger you. Eventually, you're going to want to dive into why they're triggering you and heal that. But especially with social media, just curate your world. Curate your feed so that you can do the work that you're meant to do, right? And stop overloading and overwhelming yourself, because it's not worth it. You will learn your life lessons in another way. I promise you. Don't let the barrage of accounts, and some people even, when you get to a point, I know there's people who unfollow everybody and only put out content and engage, you know, it directly with people. And that's a cool method too. I love that. Not particularly recommended if you're just starting out, but you can do something like that. But looking at how technology can be a tool rather than a barrier, and understanding that we should expect resistance. And if we do expect something to happen, then we're generally less frustrated by it. And just like, oh, okay, yep, this is happening now. And not letting technology take us down. And, you know, listen, the car horn, right? Like, I would usually just delete this recording and start all over again. But you know what? Not perfect. The universe is not perfect. We are not perfect. You get to hear it all. So the invitation of today's lesson is to partner up with technology and understand that you and technology are actually speaking different languages, and you're learning a new language to work with technology in an inappropriate way for your business, and whatever you're communicating in the world, right? So defaulting to something like, well, the universe doesn't want me to do this, I guess I'll just give up now because it's hard, it's not going to get you to where you want to go, right? There are certainly points at which we are forced to, and or it is wise to take a break, where it is wise to rest. But if that becomes a pattern and a habit of us getting frustrated and giving up all the time, and you're not going forward, you're not moving towards your goal, then that is something to be questioned as well. Do you have a fear of success? Is that what's really stopping you? Do you have a fear of being seen and the subconscious is sabotaging you? Question these things rather than the technology itself. Question why. you get frustrated, why you want to give up so easily. Is it because you feel this pressure to be successful really quickly? A belief that you won't be worthy and taken care of if you're not successful really quickly. Time is a huge one. What's the real belief to the frustration? It's all energetics. And if we can start to illuminate and see the belief, move it through us, process it, then we can move to our next state of being more efficiently and effectively. And we can use technology to help us get there. So I hope this was helpful to you guys. Let me know what your thoughts are. Send me a DM. I'm on Instagram over at silver_and_citrine, like the stone. And connect with me there. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Feel free to tag us. And I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Thank you guys so much. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider doing a rate and review. I know everyone asks you to do this, but it really does make a difference so that more ears can hear this message and so that we can connect further and on a deeper level with more people. So if you'd go to wherever you're listening to this podcast, give a 5-star rating. If you're feeling really great about it, a review would be amazing. And I so deeply appreciate it. And thank you for being here.